right, now it's time to turn our attentions to history and hidden history in particular, things that we perhaps didn't know a lot about. Charles Fay is with us. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So this morning, looking at the Sacred Heart Cathedral. It's a very magnificent edifice when one comes into Bendigo, and I didn't realise, but it's one of the bigger of its kind in Australia.
Yeah, I think it's about the third biggest cathedral. It's got this. I think it's the third highest anyway, and it's, I suppose, because it was chosen on a hill that dominates the Bendigo surroundings.
Yeah, it is. I think you're right. It's one of the largest churches, third tallest after St Patrick's Cathedral and St Paul's in Melbourne. So, very big. So tell us about the background.
Well, it was, I suppose, the first Catholic priest in Bendigo was Father Backus, a German priest who came over to the goldfields in May 1853. And he was a very astute investor, bought up a lot of land around Bendigo and out near Axdale. And when he died in 1882, he left his estate to the parish of St Killian's, and it was to accumulate for 20 years and then could be put towards the St Killian's parish. Well, the first bishop of Bendigo was Martin Crane, from an Augustinian priest from Ireland, and he started to build the cathedral in 1895 with money. He couldn't use the Backus estate, and he borrowed money from George Lansall. And the cathedral started in 1895.
Yeah, George Lansall, a name that obviously keeps coming up greatly through our history. And the cathedral designed by Melbourne architects.
I am a guy by the name of Tappan. He was part of William Tappan. He was part of a famous firm of Joseph Reed, who, amongst other things, designed the Melbourne Exhibition Building. Tappan was the original designer, but when it was the cathedral stopped being built in, I think, about 1906, and when it was reworked in the 1950s through to 1977, they used the Melbourne firm of Bates, Smart and McCutcheon.
Right, and I see the large pipe organ in there that went in 1905, and that's a magnificent thing too. I believe it's a pretty good example of the old pipe organs.
Yeah, it's one of the many pipe organs on the goldfields.
Yeah,
beautiful piece of work.
Yeah, but it certainly dominates, particularly on that hill, as you said. And I haven't actually been into it myself.
Must.
Probably a little bit scared I might sort of burst into flame or something like that. But
the other thing I should say to a former resident of Dublin,
yes,
it wasn't Bishop Crane's first church.
Right.
He built a magnificent church in Dublin, St Augustine's in Dublin.
Oh, okay.
Which is a beautiful church.
I'll have to Google it. I'll probably walk past it about 100 gazillion times in the decade I lived there. But, interesting indeed. Hey, mate, always great to look at some of the things we don't know about our local history, and we appreciate you bringing us up to date with some background on the church. And have yourself a great week. Look forward to chatting next week, Charles.
Okay, see you, Mark.
Good on you. Charles Fay, historian, with us. Hidden History, Gold, Central Victoria.